You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio with KCBX News. I'm Tyler Pratt. There has been a drastic rise in deaths this year from fentanyl in San Luis Obispo County. The news comes from the county's public health department, which says 10 people have died since May.
So we're talking about a significant increase here.
Ann McDowell is with the county's public health department. She's the county's epidemiologist. She investigates patterns and causes of disease and injury in humans. McDowell says since 2015, there have been one or two cases a year of fentanyl-related deaths, but the number skyrocketed in the second half of this year.
What we've seen alarmingly this year is every single time that fentanyl has been present in a toxicology report, it's been a fatal level.
Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that is 100 times more potent than morphine and can be 30 to 50 times stronger than heroin, and a tiny amount can cause a person to stop breathing. McDowell says fentanyl is showing up in all types of drugs outside of opioids. This includes stimulants like cocaine.
But we've also seen it in the presence of methamphetamines and other benzodiazepines or sedatives. So we've seen it mixed in with many other substances.
McDowell says while the county is working on education and treatment plans for drug users, the best way right now to combat fentanyl deaths is a nose spray called naloxone. It's also known by the brand name Narcan. Naloxone can immediately combat the effects of a fentanyl overdose and is available at many pharmacies without a prescription.
Make sure that you or your friends have some if you're going to take illegal drugs. Don't take them alone.
McDowell adds that fentanyl is so strong that you may need multiple doses of naloxone to reverse an overdose. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt.